Layla Ali, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
How you doing?
I am holding up. Thank
you. Services yesterday, packed house, 16,000 at Freedom Hall. And service that the champ mapped out before he died, I hear.
He did. You know, my father knew exactly how he wanted it to go. And his wife, Lonnie, is doing a really good job, especially under the circumstances. You know, so many people love my father and want to be there to say their goodbyes and all that. And, you know, so she has a lot she's dealing with, but I think that she's definitely following my father's plan.
Mm. Yeah. And how's the rest of the family?
Everybody's good. I mean, we're all sad, of course. And then, you know, being that everyone else is here showing their love and giving their condolences, is just, you relive it over and over again. I think that everyone's holding up really well, though.
Layla, your dad, Muhammad Ali, was more than a boxer. He was a world figure. He was a leader. He was very spiritual. Did he ever talk about his Parkinson's and why he thought God would silence his voice and stricken his body with a disease like that? Did he ever talk about that?
I'm sure that he did, and I vaguely remember him speaking to one of my sisters about it. I never had a conversation with him with that directly, but I know my father well enough to know that you know, he believes everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, anybody can get sick, you know, because we're all human beings. And, you know, sometimes we can't lean on our own understanding because a lot of people, you know, when they get sick and bad things happen, good people are like, why me? Why me?
Right.
You know, but he, you know, was always strong. Even through his sickness, he still continued to do his humanitarian work. He didn't hide. You know, he wasn't embarrassed or ashamed. So he became an even bigger symbol, you know, of strength and peace and all that as he got sick. So
maybe that was the reason.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that, you know, either way, I mean.
What did he say to your sister?
Like I said, I don't remember what he said exactly to her, but I think that she did have a conversation with him about it, but not, I didn't talk to him about it.
Layla, is it fair to call you a daddy's girl?
I mean, I'm not, I'm really not. I'm actually not a daddy's girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people would assume that I was because I'm the one that is most like him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that, you know, followed him, you know, into the ring. But because I am most like him, you know, we bumped heads a lot.
Oh, sure.
Strong-minded.
Tell me about that one.
The father of daughters.
Yeah. I'm that one. Everybody knows the family. You know, it's like somebody's going to be getting into it. It's going to be me and him. I'm going to do what I want to do.
And he had a very special relationship with your daughter as well, didn't he?
He did, yeah. Sydney, who's only 5, she just turned 5, has a very special connection with him. You know, when she was probably about 2.5, she started telling me she wanted to go visit her pawpaw, and I was just, you know, she'd only been around him because we live in different states. She hadn't been around him that much. And I was like, well, do you actually know who like, this man? I show her the picture. She's like, yeah, I want to go visit him. And then she'll hug him and kiss him, and a lot of kids were afraid of him because, you know, his hand's shaking. He has Parkinson's. He's a big, strong man, you know, and my daughter just loved him to pieces, wants to FaceTime him, hug him, and he would light up whenever he would see her as well, because my dad's always loved children.
Mm-hmm.
Especially his granddaughter, you know, kissing and hugging on him that way, not being, you know, afraid at all.
Of course.
Okay, you were not his favorite, then who was his favorite?
No.
Come on.
That's funny. excuse me. I would say his favorite would probably be my sister, Hannah. Hannah is the OG daddy's girl. Okay? and the feeling was mutual both ways. You know, it's like, it's one thing when one person feels one way, you know, but no, they both, like, Hannah is the one for sure, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what he meant to me, and you know how much I loved him.
And to the world. I mean, even those of us who never had the opportunity to meet the champ.
Up close, meet him up close.
Just have, you know, such respect for the work that he did and the walk and the talk. And so our condolences, obviously, are with you and your family.
I appreciate that. And that's very clear to me. Like I said, I mean, I've been, all my life, people have been coming up to me, obviously, before my father passed and shared their stories with me. And it always had amazed me how many people he actually touched. I mean, literally, how many people have met
touched
my father,
him, right.
seen my father, taken a picture with my father. And for him to be a global icon and be one of the most loved and famous men in the world, and to, for all these people to have had the opportunity to meet my dad, it really just showed he really was a people's champ. He took his time, you know, to stop and make people feel special. And like I said, we're all in this together as far as understanding that we've lost someone who truly is great. And of course it makes you feel sad because, you know, we know there'll never ever be anyone else like him. But it is a part of the circle of life. And, you know, I'm personally happy my father isn't struggling anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not suffering anymore with Parkinson's, and, you know, we're sending him off in the best way we possibly can. So thank you so much.
Okay.
For showing us love. And
burial is today.
The burial is today. Yep.
Okay. Stay strong.
I will. Thank you so much.
Love you, Layla.
We love you.
Okay, love you too.
Yep.
Love you too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.